Section 3, Unwise Affiliations.
Introduction. Early in her sojourn in Australia, 1891 through 1900, Ellen White was called upon to give counsel to a prominent worker in our publishing house who had become deeply involved in the activities of the Masonic Lodge. The counsel she presented to this brother led him to sever his connections with the Lodge in spite of the fact that he had attained the highest degree of honor in the organization. Without condemning, Mrs. White pointed out that the Christian cannot serve two masters or render allegiance to two authorities. Our brother, who had become so involved in Lodge activities that his work for the church had been sadly neglected, recognized the simple truth in the Ellen G. White counsels, and his confidence in the message was confirmed as Mrs. White, unbeknown to herself, gave the secret sign used only by members of the Lodge. He promptly surrendered his membership in the Lodge, although he had stoutly affirmed on a number of occasions that nothing would shake his confidence in the fraternal organization or lead him to break with it. Looking back to this experience in later years, he testified that the Spirit of Prophecy message completely changed his life. At this time, and in this connection, Mrs. White wrote quite fully concerning the relationship of Seventh-day Adventists to such organizations. This was published under the title, Should Christians Be Members of Secret Societies? In pamphlet form, it had wide circulation in Australia and in the United States, but it has long been out of print. This pamphlet is reprinted here in its entirety. The second chapter is composed of counsels from the pen of Mrs. White relating to the attitude that Seventh-day Adventists should take toward labor organizations. This material was published in 1946 as Section 2 in the pamphlet Country Living. It appears here in this permanent form for continued and prayerful study. The White Trustees.